Hey, school counselor friends. Are you looking to take your counseling program to the next level? Well, we have some exciting news for you. The Perks School Counselor Content Club membership. And guess what? For a limited time only, you can get half off our yearly membership or even try us for a special $99 6-month deal. But hurry, this is our Black Friday deal and it's only good until November 29th. So what exactly do you get with the Perks School Counselor Content Club membership anyway? Well, let me tell you, you get instant access to all of the perks. That means you'll have access to the full library of lessons, groups, individual curriculum, games, decor, and everyday resources too. It's like having a treasure trove of counseling materials right at your fingertips. But that's not all, because Perks membership also offers professional development that can earn you college credit. Yes, you heard me right. You'll be able to enhance your skills while earning credits towards professional growth. And here's an extra treat for you and your students. Bonus seasonal resources that they'll absolutely love. It's the perfect way to keep your counseling sessions fresh and engaging throughout the year. But the best part, the Perks School Counselor Content Club membership gives you the freedom to really enjoy your job. No more spending countless hours planning lessons, groups, and individual counseling sessions. With the perks, you'll have everything you need to work smarter and not harder. So why wait? Take advantage of this Black Friday deal now and get your instant access to all our lesson plans, groups, and tier 3 resources, plus the templates you need for building your counseling systems, access to our private Facebook community, live webinars, and questions and answers with me and Brandy, as well as all the downloadable materials that you can use right away. So don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your counseling program. Once again, it's half off our yearly membership or a special $99 6-month membership. But remember, this offer is only valid until November 29th. So visit our website today or check the show notes and join the perks. Your students deserve the best, and so do you.
You're listening to the Counselor Chat Podcast, a show for school counselors looking for easy to implement strategies, how-to tips, collaboration, and a little spark of joy. I'm Carol Miller, your host. I'm a full-time school counselor and the face behind Counseling Essentials. I'm all about creating simplified systems, data-driven practices, and using creative approaches to engage students. If you're looking for a little inspiration to help you make a big impact on student growth and success, you're in the right place because we're better together. Ready to chat? Let's dive in.
Hi, everyone. It's Carol. Thanks and welcome back to another episode of Counselor Chat. Today, we are going to continue our little mini series of really getting the job. In our first episode of the series, we really talked about what we needed to do to start thinking about applying, you know, doing some brain dumping and all that. Last week, we talked about resumes. And today, we're going to focus in on our time of what to do after we wowed them with a resume. And we're going to talk all about interviewing. If you recall, really last week, we really looked at the nitty-gritties of what to put inside the resume to help us stand out. And as a recap, this is what goes inside. You know, first of all, it's our name. We talked about how it's important to have it enlarged so it stands out. Decide whether we want to use one or two columns to really nail our bullet points. Make sure that we don't include references. We highlighted our experiences and that we really don't cram things. We talked all about that. And if you need a link to that, I'm going to drop it in the show notes. Let's move on because now we've wowed them. Our resume has landed us an interview. So congratulations. That's pretty awesome. In today's job market, you can set yourself apart from a lot of other candidates by putting a little wow to your interview. But before the interview, you really have to remember to make yourself professional. You want to check out your online accounts because I can tell you for every interview I have set that I've been a part of, one of the first things that we did was we looked to see if we could find the person online. So I know your personal accounts are yours, but they really reflect on who you are and what you stand for and what you believe in and the values that you have. So make sure that you don't have photos that are showing you doing anything that could compromise you doing your best work with kids. The next thing to do is to really prepare. Now, it's impossible to prepare for every single interview question. I mean, come on, there are thousands of them out there. But I can tell you it is possible to really nail the first several. Because I can guarantee that every school will probably ask three questions. And you should know the answers to these questions backwards and forwards. The first two questions will be the very first ones that are asked. And the third question I'm going to share with you later on will be the last. So in terms of setting the tone and being rememberable, you really want to nail the first three answers. You ready? Here they are. Tell me about yourself. Come on, who isn't going to start with that question? So you really want to make sure that you nail that question down, that you have the answer memorized backwards and forwards. You want to feel so confident in your answer that anything that comes afterwards is you're also going to sound confident in. Because when you can set yourself up for success, everything after that is easy. So tell me about yourself. The next question is probably going to be, why do you want to work with us? And so with that, you're going to have to do a little bit of research, find out a little bit of something, and then be able to tie your experiences in why you want to work there and what you can bring to the table. And then the last question that you really need to be prepared for is the very last one. And that is, do you have any questions for us? If you can nail these three, particularly the first two, once again, you are going to feel more secure, more confident, and more at ease to answer any question that they throw at you to follow. The rest of those questions, well, ASCA has a pretty comprehensive list of questions to review, and I'd look those over, but really what I would prepare for is an example of what you can tie into those questions, right? So what are some situations that you've worked with in school? What are some kids that are really memorable to you? What are some examples that you can talk about? You should be able to use these situations for a variety of questions, for a variety of answers. So if they ask you something like, well, how do you manage your time? Maybe you can share a story of how you did have to balance a couple things at once. Right? And you came into the day and there was a parent waiting for you and another kid was sitting there already crying. And then maybe the secretary said, oh my gosh, you know, they need you down in room 10. How did you handle all of that? So be prepared for some sort of situations and to explain and to bring some examples of things that you've done. Think of students that you can brag about. So they might ask you, tell us about a student that you worked with that you're really proud of, something that you did that will set you apart from someone else. So think about the student. Change the names, of course, but think about students that you can use as examples of stories to tell them. Because I will tell you, when you can talk about a story, something that you've experienced, something that you've done, you're really going to bring you're going to get their attention. People like to listen to stories. They like to hear your examples. So be able to bring some of your experiences in with another might be something that you're really proud of. Always think about something that you're really proud of that you want to share. And then maybe also a favorite lesson that you've done with students. These are all good things to have prepared ahead of time, just so that you can use these once again as examples, can be those stories to answer other questions. Because like I said, you're not going to memorize them all. There's no way of knowing what's going to be there. But the more specific examples that you can share, the better. Because people want to be able to make connections with you, and they want you to be able to make connections with kids. Someone once told me that you're not selling the mattress, you are selling a better night's sleep. And I think that definitely holds true in interviewing. You're not selling a program. Well, you are selling a program and a service to connect with kids and make an impact to make their lives better. That's what you're doing. You are selling a better night's sleep. So
you really want to have those stories ready. The other thing to think about is that there are different types of questions. There are actually three different kinds of questions that you can prepare for. There are skills questions, there are behavioral questions, and there are things called scenario questions. So skills questions are all those questions about, tell us about the various skills that you have that make you a good fit for this job. So what are the skills that you possess? Are you organized? What are your hard skills? What are your soft skills? What are the skills that you have? Make sure that you have a list of them ready to go. Have these memorized, what your skills are. The next set of questions is typically behavioral type of questions. And these questions will be based on how have you personally handled various situations in the past? Because your past behaviors and your attitudes are really good predictors for future behaviors. And so your potential employers, your future employers, are going to want to know how you can handle yourself in different situations. That's why having all of those stories of students that you worked with are so important to have. The last type of questions that you're going to probably be asked are scenario questions. Now, these are those hypothetical situations, scenarios, where you have to think about what would you do to specifically handle some sort of situation that they're throwing at you. In your answers, really allow employers to see how you problem solve and how you would potentially act in the work setting. So thinking about some of these, what would I do if questions are always good. So if you're in a high school, what would you do if a student came to you and said they wanted to drop French after just a year? What would you do if a student came and told you that they, what would you do if a teacher came and started screaming at you because you added one more kid to their class? And of course, there's what would you do for elementary and middle school level as well. Sometimes they can be almost the same exact questions, but what would you do? So we have our skills, we have our behavioral, and we have our scenario. The next thing to do, or the next thing about interviews, is to remember you probably only have a half an hour. So that means they're probably going to ask you between 8 to 10 questions, which really comes out to about 3 minutes per question. It's not a lot of time to nail down an answer. So if you could practice with a friend, you know, get the timer out, time yourself 3 minutes per question, have them ask you 10 different things, be prepared, nail your first two. Once again, it's going to make you feel more at ease for the real deal. Then you need to also think about, what should I bring? Some people might say a portfolio, but I found that in the half an hour interview, there's really just not a lot of time to share with people that portfolio, you know, that little compilation of materials that you've gathered over your, you know, whether it was your internship or your work experience, put together in a cute little folder with, you know, pictures and copies of maybe lesson plans that you've done. Those are really nice, but like I said, in a half an hour interview, there's probably just not a lot of time to share. And to be honest, if you leave an online link for people to check out, chances are they might look at it afterwards, but they might not because they're busy. You want to make sure that the decision that these people are making about you is made right after you leave, not like, oh, check out my online portfolio afterwards, right? They're not going to go back. You want them to know by the end of that interview if you are the person for them or not. So what you should bring with you is really a pad of paper and a pen, because if they're throwing questions at you, you might want to jot them down so that you don't forget it. And if you're writing things down, so that you don't forget, if you missed a part of the question, be sure to ask them to repeat it. That'll also look like, hey, you're really paying attention and that you're taking notes. And that's always a good thing too. So you really want to highlight words that they're asking you, keywords. You want to make sure that, you know, if the question is really multi-tiered, sections, and taking notes really doesn't show them that you're weak. It shows them that you're thorough. You may also want to bring in one thing that you're really proud of. Now, I can tell you, I went through the interview process really not too long ago. I know that I've shared before that I'm an elementary school counselor, but I haven't worked in elementary very long. You know, I'm coming from a secondary level. And I work in a new district. So I did go through that interview process myself. One thing that I brought with me when I went was a curriculum that I wrote, because it talked about an answer that I had formulated, a story that I had formulated that I wanted to share with them. And so I brought that curriculum along with me. And that way they were able to see it as I was talking it. And I had been on part of the interviewing committee where I have seen others bring lesson plans, or somebody even once brought a little figurine that was really important to them because they received it as a special gift, or maybe even a newsletter. But don't bring a ton of things. Just bring one, maybe two things that you think will highlight a question that you might be asked. Other than that, try to have a bit of fun, because after all, we are all human. So don't be afraid to laugh a little, to smile, and to just let yourself be a little bit free. You want to show them that you're human, that you're a person, and that education, sometimes we have to take it lightly. We can't be all serious all the time. I mean, there's definitely a time to be serious, and an interview is a pretty serious thing, but you also have to show a light side to it as well. So my friends, to recap, you know, we have to really nail those first three questions. Well, the first two and the last one. So you're going to really be prepared for three main questions. You also want to think that you're going to have some skills questions, some behavioral questions, and some scenario questions. Probably only going to have 3 minutes per question to answer. So practice with a friend and don't bring a ton of stuff. And then dress for success. I didn't talk about that, but you really want to dress for success. You want to make sure that your clothes are crisp and clean and put together, and that you look good, like you can work in that school tomorrow. So just be ready for that as well. All right. If you need a little bit of help, I have a freebie for you about interviewing. I'm going to link it in the show notes so that you have that. I think it'll be helpful. It'll have some of the information that we talked about here today, kind of all summed up for you. But if you are interested in resumes or cover letters and that kind of stuff, I have some templates. I'll also link that in the show notes for you. Or if you want to really dive deep into this because you are still pretty nervous, I have a course called Boost for career interviews, school counseling interviews, and resumes and cover letters. It gets really down deep, step by step, everything that you need to know. And I will drop the link for that in the show notes as well. Next week, my friends, we are moving into some new topics, and I hope you're as excited as I am. I'm not going to give it away because you have to come back for next week. But if you have really enjoyed this, if you found these sessions helpful, if you could please, please, please take a moment, share this link with someone else who might be interviewing that you know might be interviewing or going through the process or putting together a resume or any of that stuff, please share this with them. And if you could also rate and review the show, that would be fantastic, because this is new and we're still kind of at the bottom of the search. And your ratings and your reviews actually helps this show appear in a search if somebody's looking for a podcast on school counseling. So, and I would really, really appreciate that. Anyway, until next time, have a great week. Can't wait to chat again.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Counselor Chat. All of the links I talked about can be found in the show notes and at counselingessentials.org www.thecounselingcoach.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast player. And if you would be so kind to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Want to connect? Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram @Counseling Essentials. Until next time, can't wait till we chat. Bye for now.